Oh, wow. Well, this is all new. Hello, Tom here. I, Tom Foolery, off of Twitter. Hi. Yeah, I say Twitter, and not Twitter. So there you go. This is all new, this Audio Boo app now. It doesn't count you in. So I was a bit like, wow, surprise. So this is my new thing. I'm going to do... it's called Audio Boutique. See what I did? All right. It's not that good. So, yeah, I used to read people's tweets. That was called Tweets Out Loud. Now what I'm going to do is just ramble on. So I'm not going to do it. They give you 10 minutes now on Audio Boos. Isn't that great? But I'm not going to go on for 10 minutes. I probably could, but, you know, you'd get bored. And you've all got stuff to do, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a laugh, isn't it? Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be all interactive and shit. And people are going to give me, if you want, I could just come up with subjects myself, really. But, you know, it's all about you lot. So give me a subject or something that I can just, like, talk about. And I'll probably just waffle on about that and then go off on tangents and stuff and forget what I was talking about. So the first one, my first audio boutique, is the suggestion comes from Jess Stratton, and she suggests I talk about words that offend. So good one to start with, Jess, well done. Jess is from Australia, but that's not her fault. So Sorry about that, Australia. I do like Australians, they're great. So, yeah. Anyway, it's one of my favourite accents, actually, to say offensive words, which is, this is what the subject's all about. So, let's start off with the biggie, okay? So, Australians say this word the best. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Jim Jefferies. He's a comedian, an Australian comedian. And he says this word the best, in my opinion. And that's the C word. So I would do an impression. Well, let's try and do an impression of Jim Jefferies saying the word can't. Because it just tickles me every time I hear him say it. And he says it a lot. So if you're used to watching him, then you'd hear that word a lot, the word can't. So, yeah. And Londoners say it quite well as well. Like, they say, can't, you can't. Yeah, London, those London people. Right, yeah, so really good at doing accents, aren't I? Yeah, I know you're impressed. Yeah, so there you go. So, right, well, words that offend, obviously, I went for the C word straight away because that is quite offensive. Everyone gets offended by that. But in England, and I'm pretty sure in Australia too, it's quite a term of endearment, you know, if you're quite jovial about it. I say that to my mates all the time. Oh, you silly cunt. You know, it just kind of just rolls off the tongue. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I know in Scotland it's definitely a term of endearment. So, you know, it's all about context, isn't it? If you're going to turn around and say, oh, you're such a cunt, it's all about how you say it, isn't it, really? Any words can really be offensive, depending on context and the way you say it. Inflection and all that malarkey. Don't know why I just said that like that. Anyway, I'm going to steer clear of other words, really, because I don't really want to talk about those words because I don't use them. Like the N-word, I don't even type it. So I know a lot of people use that word. People that aren't an N-word use that word, and they use it for like shock value and shock factor, or just to get people pissed off, which is great, but like a little bit, I don't know, it's not my thing. But I do like watching Chris Rock, and he says it a lot, and the way he says it is really funny. But I'm all right to laugh at it, I just don't say it. So hope that's all right. If it's not, you know, write me an angry letter. If laughing at the N-word isn't right, then you should write me an angry letter. Okay? Good. Okay. So, other offensive words, really, are quite... Well, I don't want to talk about the R word. You know, the word that sort of describes sexual assault as well. That's quite offensive. But again, it's like the words are offensive because of what they obviously represent. So, should we go into words and meanings now, children and students of the class? So, should I turn it into like some sort of, thing, school thing, a lecture? That's it. That's the word I was looking for. Lecture. Oh, that's an offensive word as well, isn't it? Okay. So, anyway, I've been on for about 6 minutes, and I think you're probably bored. I, like I said, I could fill this full 10 minutes, but I'm not going to. Okay, I'm going to spare you. So if you I'm going to end there. If you want to suggest a subject for me to prattle on about, or if you want me to say some specific words or phrase or sentence or whatever in my stupid accent, or if you want me to do an impression of your accent, and that would really be offensive because my impressions are really shit. So, and I do them wrong on purpose, obviously. Just interact with me, because that's the best way to really do it, isn't it? And, you know, instead of, you know, unfollowing and following and stuff, just fucking talk to me. Right, so I'm going to go now, but that was me audio boutique. Just gets better every time you say it. All right then, thanks for listening. Bye.